All right, sports fans, how's everybody out there doing? William Martin coming at you one more time with another edition of the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge podcast. And then, folks, there were eight. We're down right now to just eight teams in the National Football League that still have an opportunity to claim the coveted Vince Lombardi Trophy as Super Bowl champions. And after Sunday evening, it will be down to four. Now, in my picks in the wild card round, I went 2-2. I took the Panthers and Ravens, and they won their games, while the Bengals and Lions lost. Now, we once again have two intriguing games on tap for Saturday evening, along with two more on Sunday. Who will be the winners? We'll have to wait and see. But these are my picks for the divisional round of the National Football League playoffs. Now, there is no love lost between the Baltimore Ravens and the New England Patriots. Now, the Ravens come in with a record of 11-6, and they were a wild card team out of the AFC North. They will be in Foxborough tomorrow afternoon to take on the 12-4 New England Patriots, who are the top seed in the AFC playoffs. Now, New England comes into this game favored by a touchdown, and if anybody knows the history of these two teams right here, it is simply going to be a dogfight. Now, the Ravens were able to go on the road last week and get a victory over the Pittsburgh Steelers, and it will be another familiar foe as they take on the Patriots. For Baltimore, what they did in that game defensively early is Pittsburgh was able to move the football, but once they got inside of the red zone, they were unable to score touchdowns. Now, this Patriots offense is going to be much more explosive than the offense that the Ravens saw last week versus the Pittsburgh Steelers. But Haloti Ngata is back on that defensive line for Baltimore, and he will look to get some push on this Patriots offensive line and put some pressure on Pats quarterback Tom Brady. But when New England does get down into the red zone, we all know about Rob Gronkowski, and you know that the Ravens are going to try to double team him. So when New England gets down there, they have to take care of business, and I look for them to run the football a little bit more with LeGarrette Blount and Jonas Gray, just for the simple fact that Baltimore is going to be out there to stop Gronkowski. Now, New England wants to avoid third and long situations on offense because that will allow a guy like outside linebacker Terrell Suggs to really tee off and try to get to Tom Brady and frustrate him. And that's one thing that this Ravens defense has been able to do in recent years is get to Brady and frustrate him. Now, on the other side of the equation, you look at this Baltimore Ravens offense going up against this New England Patriots defense. And Baltimore has been balanced, and when they are balanced, they are at their best. And I'm talking about Joe Flacco at quarterback and running the football with Justin Forsett. For the Ravens to win this game, Forsett needs to have at least 20 to 25 carries in this game. Why? Because you want to take some of that pressure off of Ravens quarterback Joe Flacco. But at the same time, it's going to be a very intriguing matchup between the wide receivers for Baltimore and the DBs for New England. You look at the wide receivers for Baltimore and Steve Smith Sr. and Torrey Smith going up against Brandon Browner and Darrell Revis. I expect Revis to shadow Steve Smith early and often in this game, trying to take him off of his game plan. But Steve Smith is as tough as they come, both mentally and physically, and it's going to be a very interesting chess match between Revis and Smith all game long. This one is going to be a back and forth affair, but I'm going to take New England at home by the score of 31-27. Now you have the defending Super Bowl champions in the Seattle Seahawks. They come into the postseason with a record of 12-4. Of course, they had that first round bye, and they have home field advantage throughout the NFC playoffs, and they welcome the champs of the NFC South, the Carolina Panthers, to the Pacific Northwest. And the Panthers come in with a record of 8-8-1, but right now they are rolling as a football team. And if you look back over the past few years, the Panthers have probably played the Seahawks as tough as the San Francisco 49ers have. Because you go back to 2013, these two teams met early in the season, and it was Seattle that got a 12-7 victory down in Charlotte. And if you look back to early on this season, it was the Seahawks that escaped with another tight, low-scoring affair in Charlotte against the Panthers. I think this is going to be a tight game throughout. You look at the running games for both of these teams. You have Jonathan Stewart and D'Angelo Williams, who are both healthy right now for Carolina, and that's big. Carolina has been running more spread offense lately with quarterback Cam Newton, and it has been effective. But this is probably going to be the most physical defense that Carolina has faced in a very long time. Seattle right now, they're simply believing that bye week gave this team an opportunity to get healthy, and they are going to look to take advantage of it at home. And thus, I'm going to take Seattle at home by 10 by the score of 23-13. Now, moving on to Sunday, you have the big one that everybody's talking about, the 13-4 Dallas Cowboys traveling to Lambeau Field to take on the 12-4 Green Bay Packers. Dallas is undefeated on the road this season, while Green Bay is undefeated at home. The Packers come into this game favored by 6 points over Dallas. The Cowboys had all that they could handle and then some last week at home versus the Detroit Lions. Now, Dallas got down in that game early by the score of 14-0, and they were able to rebound. A lot of it had to do with the fact that their defense did not allow the Lions to get that third touchdown. I look for Dallas to come into this game and really try to establish the running game early to take some pressure off of quarterback Tony Romo. And by doing that, that will allow Romo to be more effective in play action to wide receiver Dez Bryant, and of course his go-to guy at tight end in Jason Witten. Now, all of the questions this week around the Packers offense fall on the health of their quarterback Aaron Rodgers. Of course, Rodgers injured his calf back in week 16 in a victory over the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Things took a turn for the worse when he re-aggravated the calf in their week 17 victory over the Detroit Lions, and then he stepped on top of that by Lions defensive tackle in Ndamukong Suh. Mike McCarthy, the Packers head coach, liked what he saw from Rodgers in practice and the limited practice that Rodgers had this week. And Green Bay has really approached Rodgers with the kid gloves all week long. And I think that strategy is going to help them out, because you look at Rodgers, he's one of the best quarterbacks, if not the best quarterbacks right now going in the National Football League. And the calf comes down to his tolerance of the pain. It's going to be interesting, because you figure that it's going to be cold out there in Green Bay, and a calf injury, especially a calf muscle, is something that you want to try to keep loose. So this Packers training staff has probably been burning the midnight oil all week long with their strategy to keep Rodgers loose when he is on the sideline. A not 100% Rodgers means that Green Bay will have to rely on their running game a little bit more with Eddie Lacy, but I still think Packer Nation has, you know, to have some type of confidence going into this game, because Rodgers can still sling the football. It's just going to come down to the amount of mobility that he's going to have, and he's still going to try to do big things with Jordy Nelson and Randall Cobb at wide receiver. I look for this Green Bay defense to step up, because this is a Packers team that has lost 3 out of their last 4 home playoff games. And whichever defense can force enough turnovers in this game, albeit Green Bay or Dallas, will win. Thus, I'm going to take the Packers at home in this one by the score of 38-27. And finally, in the Mile High City of Denver, you have the 12-4 Denver Broncos welcoming the 12-5 Indianapolis Colts to town. Now, of course, once upon a time, Peyton Manning was the first overall pick of the NFL draft by the Indianapolis Colts. He led this team to a Super Bowl championship at the end of the 2006 season, and the Colts and Manning parted ways a few years ago when the Colts had the number one overall pick, which they used on their current starting quarterback in Andrew Luck. Now, in this Colts-Broncos series, since Manning has gone to Denver and, of course, Luck has joined the Colts, whoever the home team has been has won. These two teams met back in week number one on Sunday Night Football, and the Broncos jumped out to an early lead before the Colts attempted to rally, but their rally fell short. Now, there's one thing that Colts quarterback Andrew Luck has been doing this season, and that's turning the football over. And I'm not talking about throwing interceptions. I'm talking about the fumbles in the pocket. And a lot of it has been coming from his blind side. So I look at this Broncos defense up front, led by Von Miller and DeMarcus Ware, to try to put some pressure coming off of that edge on Luck and force him into making some turnovers. Now, Indy has been unable to run the football all season long, but they found the running game last week when they were able to knock off the Cincinnati Bengals. Can they do it again for a second week in a row? I doubt it. Now, on the flip side, for Denver, a lot of people are talking about Peyton Manning and his health, but the Broncos have been running the football better coming down the stretch this season, led by running back C.J. Anderson. And I think Manning and this offense is going to come out and try to prove all the naysayers wrong, and I think they're going to have a good opportunity against this Indianapolis defense. Thus, I'm going to take Denver at home by the score of 44-34. So this week right here, I am sticking with all of the home teams in the divisional round of the NFL playoffs. Folks, I want to once again thank you for tuning in to the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge Podcast. Now, be sure to check out blogtalkradio.com/300poundsofsportsknowledge this Sunday night at 9 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Pacific, as I will be recapping all of the weekend's action from the NFL playoffs. Now, if you're on Twitter, please feel free to follow me at 300 Pounds of Sports. And if you are on Facebook, you can check out the page and like it at 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge. Once again, fine folks, my name is William Martin. Take care, have a wonderful day, and enjoy those playoff games this weekend in the National Football League.